Some news out of the war against ISIS requires some explanation. ISIS has besieged a city called Kobani in northern Syria. For days, nearby Turkey was preventing military aid from reaching that city, even though Turkey opposes ISIS. Now, finally, Turkey is letting in some reinforcements. Turns out the Syrian city of Kobani is filled with ethnic Kurds. The people who wanted to get in to help them were Iraqi Kurds. And Turkey has its own Kurdish populace and worries about them all getting together. To help us better understand where the Kurds fit into this story, we turn to our colleague Deb Amos, who covers the Middle East for NPR News. Hi, Deborah.
Good morning.
How did Kurds end up in so many neighboring countries?
It's complicated. Let's start with something that's known as the Kurdish question, and that's nearly 100 years ago, at the end of World War I, after the collapse of the Ottoman Empire. The Kurds thought that they would get a state. That's the question. The answer, they didn't. So when the borders were drawn by Europeans, it was right through the middle of all these Kurdish enclaves, and they found themselves living in four regions: Iran, Turkey, Syria, and Iraq.
So they got sliced up like a pizza. What has life been like for the Kurds in the various slices?
Well, the dream of statehood didn't go away, so each country presented its own challenges. Iran jails Kurds for organizing. In Iraq, Saddam Hussein carried out this genocidal military campaign known as Anfal, and he used chemical weapons against a town called Halabja.
Oh, yeah, in the 80s, right.
Yep. Now, in Syria, a lot of Kurds don't have Syrian nationality, no IDs at all. So when the Syrian revolution began in 2011, President Bashar al-Assad offered them nationality to keep them from joining the revolt. Now, there's Turkey. There's a decades-long violent civil war that defined relations with their Kurdish citizens. It was only about a decade ago that Kurds were even allowed to speak their own language publicly and hear it on TV. I was at a wedding in 2003. This was a Kurdish wedding. For the first time ever, they could sing their wedding songs in Kurdish, and they did a dance, a Turkish-Kurdish dance that celebrated Halabja when Iraqi Kurds were hit by chemical weapons.
Wow. So we have all of these countries basically fearing that the Kurds will unite in some way, rise up, try to form their own state, take away chunks of the neighboring states. But are the Kurds in these different countries actually united?
Nope. And that makes for very complicated politics, especially in this crisis in Kobani, this enclave in northern Syria. So Turks say these Syrian Kurds are terrorists. They're part of the same group that fought the civil war. Turkey's reluctant to support them. And for a while, the Kurds of Iraq were on the same page. They didn't like those guys either. So Kobani was left to fend for itself. But existential threats do unite Kurds. The chemical attack on Halabja in 88, and now Kobani. These heroic defenders, lots of women fighting there. So this has redefined identity for Kurds in Syria, Turkey, Iraq.
And we'll see how this story continues to evolve. Deborah, thanks very much.
Thank you.
That's NPR's Deborah Amos.